A lap around the track, with the facelifted and downsized TAG Heuer Carrera Chronograph Sport. Back in 2020, TAG Heuer introduced the Carrera Chronograph Sport for its 160th anniversary. The collection consisted of 40 form chronographs with either a stainless steel or ceramic bezel. Of course, they were attractive, with designs inspired by TAG Heuer's rich racing history. However, I feel the 2023 Carrera glass box took much of the attention away from the sport. Now, TAG Heuer introduces the updated Carrera Chronograph Sport in a new 40-tum size and with a design focused on legibility. While I would go for the smaller 39 TAG Heuer Carrera glass box, I'm sure many people out there will be happy with a new 40-tum Carrera. The outgoing TAG Heuer Carrera Chronograph Sport had quite a bold, modern look, apart from its impressive 40 form size. The case and bracelet had sharp angles, there was an all-steel or shiny ceramic bezel, and a lot of high-polished elements inhabited the dial. Let's see if the new Carrera Chronograph Sport, with its updated design, can regain some of the interest deflected by the glass box. The TAG Heuer Carrera Chronograph Sport. One of the most important changes here is the size, so I'll start with the new dimensions. The updated TAG Heuer Carrera Chronograph Sports case has a 40-tum diameter, a 14.2-tum total thickness, and a 48.6-tum lug-to-lug length. That's a tum width reduction and more than a millimeter in both thickness and lug span compared to the outgoing Sport. These changes make the watch suitable for a wider variety of wrist sizes. In terms of design, the case itself still features the classic and sharp Carrera lines. However, the matching bracelet seems a little flatter and less angular than before. The alternating polished center links are still there, but the polishing starts with the end links, helping them match the brushed and polished case better. The butterfly clasp, unfortunately, doesn't offer micro-adjustment. However, the bracelet itself features TAG Heuer's Easy Link system, which allows you to add or remove links and half-links without tools. Then, there's the updated ceramic tachymeter bezel insert with a protective stainless steel ring around the inner and outer edges. The insert is still polished and comes in black, blue, or teal green, depending on the dial color you choose. Finally, in terms of exterior design, the pushers and crown now have a more classic look. The pushers still have a color-matching lacquered band, but the crown is entirely knurled. Sporty and legible dials. Although the size reduction is significant, the Carrera Chronograph Sports dial also received some noticeable changes. The outgoing model had a circularly brushed dial with two bigger subdials and a smaller one. Straight, applied indexes sat at each hour, with no numerals marking 0 to 60 seconds. In hindsight, that might actually be a bit weird for a chronograph, even though the tachymeter bezel was there, of course. Anyway, TAG Heuer has now made the 0-60 numerals the stars of the show by using them as hour markers. The subdials for the 30-minute and 12-hour counter and the running seconds are all the same size now. In terms of colors, you can choose a glossy black dial with tone-on-tone subdials and red chronograph accents or a teal green, blue, or silver sunburst dial with contrasting subdials and gray sandblasted chronograph hands. The date wheel at 6 o'clock now also matches the color of the subdials rather than always being white, as on the previous Carrera Chronograph Sport. Finally, the chapter ring is now angled, visually helping the transition from the dial to the bezel. Inside is TAG Heuer's TH2000 automatic integrated chronograph movement with a vertical clutch and column wheel. It runs at 28,800 VPH, features 33 jewels, and has a comfortable 80-hour power reserve. You can look at the movement and its TAG Heuer logo-inspired skeletonized rotor through the sapphire crystal. Less bold and more refined. So, how do I feel about all these changes and updates? Well, I think TAG Heuer did a great job here, actually. The outgoing Carrera Chronograph Sport wasn't ugly or anything, but the new Sport has been refined in many ways. First, the smaller size will appeal to many more people, and the overall design is much easier on the eye. The slimmer bezel with stainless steel edges gives it better proportions, and I like how the pushers and crown have a more vintage feel rather than unnecessarily reinventing the wheel. However, the best part is definitely the dial. The equally sized subdials with the matching, fitting date window and the 60-second numerals give the dial a much cleaner look while holding on to Tag Heuer's historic racing spirit. If I had to choose, I'd definitely go for the silver panda version. I'm not much of a teal green lover, and for some reason, blue watches don't make it into my collection either. The black dial with red accents is nice and racy, but I'd definitely go for the more sophisticated silver panda. Also, that watch seems super versatile for a variety of occasions, especially if I were to put it on a strap. Released for the very first Grand Prix of Madrid. In conclusion, I think the Tag Heuer Carrera Chronograph Sport received a great update. It's now a more refined and more wearable watch in four great color combinations. It's available now, just in time for the first Grand Prix of Madrid that's taking place this weekend. The new Tag Heuer Carrera Chronograph Sport costs €6,350/€6,650/£5,300 on a strap, and €6,550/€6,850/£5,500 on a bracelet. If you'd like to know more, check out the official Tag Heuer website. Let me know in the comments below what you think of the new Tag Heuer Carrera Chronograph Sport.